Hey, everybody. This is My Brother Me's 14th Max Fun Drive. So there's a lot of bonus content, Boco, if you're in the know.
A 14-year-old shouldn't be allowed to drive.
No. But this year, you're driving straight to Laugh City.
Ooh.
We make new bonus content every year. There is a wide variety of stuff in there. Some real wild ones, if you've never listened. For example, there's... Last year we redid episode 400, recreating our Margaritaville blue carpet episode with Matt Doyle performing as everyone besides us and us swapping our parts. So we played different brothers.
It was a psychological experiment.
It was
Pranky Doodle Dandy. There's lots of stuff.
Pranky Doodle Dandy. Don't gloss over that. That's our entry in the prank universe.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a lot. You get to hear a release stretch goal from 2019. There's our Detroit Star Wars Spectacular, which only
the worst live show we or possibly anyone's ever done.
Okay, they're all really good. Please take a listen, and we will be back right after to remind you to please join.
Is that maybe Matt Doyle? Nobody looks like their pictures. Matt Doyle? Maybe Matt Doyle?
You say his name like 14 more times, and maybe it'll just become true. Accurate. I'm thinking we need to be on
the other side of this rope.
You think that we would be...
So here's the... Let's set up the scene for folks at home, because remember, we're recording an episode of the podcast.
Okay, Travis is going across the rope. Yes, this is the right move.
Okay, there's a rope, and Travis is going on the other side of it.
You gotta be more of a presence.
Okay.
We're kind of his producers. We're supervising producers.
Okay, Travis is...
Travis is across the rope that is protecting us from the beautiful people.
So terrifying.
Travis is very... All right, now listen. From this point forward, we can't talk about being scared.
Nobody's going to yell at you. Everybody's across the rope. Now we're across the rope, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now he looks like he's doing interviews?
Okay, Miss Hughes. Miss Hughes, right?
Miss Hughes, yes. Maybe don't mention we do a podcast now that I think about it.
Oh, no, okay. There's so many different iterations of how I'm going to introduce us out of my head.
Is this Hughes? No, I don't actually know.
I didn't do... We're brothers.
I'm not 100% certain on the name. Don't. Yes. Ooh. Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get this.
Okay, Travis, it's okay.
Can we ask you some quick questions?
Hi, how's it going?
We do an advice podcast.
Whoa, what is this?
It's a microphone.
We've never done this before, so we're going to...
We're recording a podcast.
Very nervous. This is our first one. We do an advice podcast called My Brother and Me. We were wondering what advice would you give to our listeners as far as, like, good activities to do on vacation? Getting away to Margaritaville?
Oh, I love this podcast question, actually. So I definitely... I'm a huge hiker. I love to go hiking. And I think if you're on vacay, the best thing to start the day is by going up for like a little exercise, a little walk. And that way you're burning out the hangover from the night before.
Nice.
I love that.
You just work hard and you play hard.
Well, but it's not working. You're out. You're engaging. You're being good to your body.
Yeah.
So you're not...
That is a novel concept for the three of us.
This is the best advice we've ever actually had.
Be healthier. That's good.
But you got to be with people. Otherwise, it feels like punishment. It feels like work, right? But if you're with people, then it's just fun.
And if you're alone, you also have to be worried about bears. But with people, you're less likely to be attacked by a bear.
I'm a monster.
Avoid bears.
Bigger. More bears.
Speaking of, our second question is, what sea creatures do you think are most dangerous?
This is verbatim.
God damn.
I mean, I'm wearing a mermaid dress, so I think mermaids, right?
Mermaids can be fairly terrifying.
Wow, that's a really good point.
They are scary, actually.
That's not an obvious choice. They'll sing you into a trance. You walk right into the water.
Exactly. I love it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Cool. And what's your podcast called?
It's called My Brother and Me.
Oh, duh. Like, it's written on the sign. Okay, cool.
Jimmy Buffett was on our show, and we asked if we could come do this, and we didn't really think through the practicalities of actually doing it.
A podcast on the red carpet.
Yeah, this is not really our milieu, but we're hanging in there.
You're nailing it.
Thank you.
A lot of people walk past us before you stop, so this is kind of the first.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for stopping.
Hopefully I...
Very normal.
Hopefully I will, you know, start a trend for you. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Spread the word that we're regular, normal people.
Thank you. We could say we're Cam's Hams, a local ham business in Huntington, and tell Dad.
You didn't have to explain that. Everyone knows what Cam's Ham is. Come on, Greg.
There's a Huntington-based ham business called Cam's Hams. We need to call him and say that you are Cameron, Justin.
Cameron Hamron.
And you do have a new ham you'd love to name after the man if you can get his explicit permission.
Okay. All right.
And what's the name of that ham going to be? We need to...
Well, I think that's it.
Good crank work, Justin, is all about the preparation. So we do need a name for the ham.
Well, we can call it Clint's Hog.
Clint's Hog is great.
Yeah.
So just let him know that this is Cameron Ham from Cam's Ham, and we'd love to name Clint's Hog after you. So go ahead and do that. Go ahead and call him up.
All right, I'll call him. Did Ed Dad sell...
I don't know his number.
I don't know Dad's phone number, yeah.
Okay, I'll add him real quick. Hold on. I think I found
such
it.
Such a long time.
I haven't seen him since we filmed the TV show.
All right, you got it, Juice?
Yeah, I got it.
Crank that fucking idiot.
Make him look like a real puddle of mud.
Please, you guys got to bring the energy down a little bit, or I'm going to get into it so fucking hot.
It's cool. You guys sound like Cameron Ham. He's an astute businessman, and he keeps it chill.
This is Justin, I want to set you up for success. Do you want to do the voice first for us?
Oh, that's good. Justin, slice me off and slice a Cameron Ham, please.
I think it's here. I think it's like... Hey, Clint, it's Cam.
Very good.
Holy shit. That's really good.
You disappeared into that Justin Day Lewis.
All right, now be quiet. Now be quiet. Everybody be fucking quiet.
Okay.
Please don't get on unless I need somebody else to talk through the details.
Yeah, if you call me in, I'll come in as Jamron Ham. It's Cameron's brother.
Hello.
All right, Clint.
Clint's
Cam. From Cam's Hams. I'm sorry, Jid Eaton gave me your number. I hope it's all right. Can I call you out of the blue?
Yeah, sure.
We met a couple times at different promotions for my restaurant. Sorry, my son keeps getting on. He keeps getting my left.
Give me another slice of the ham.
Sit down, son. Hey, listen, Clint. This is Cam.
Yeah, sure.
Daddy, get you the meat.
This Cam and him, I got a real exciting thing. Yeah, Clint, I'm sorry, man. I got a root canal earlier. It's kind of messed me up, but I got to finish my work. And the gases are still. Anyway, I got a new ham I want to name after you because you're such a legend in this town. And your work means so much. I'm sorry, I'm getting worked up. Your work means so much to so many people. And I just wanted to... I was hoping if it would be all right if we could name a brand new ham I just got in stock. I wanted to name it after you.
What kind of ham?
It's a new.
What makes it?
A new kind. It's a Chinese ham. We just got in dry aged, real primo stuff. I'm gonna name it Clint's Hog.
Clint's. Wow, that's
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, is there like? A financial compensation.
All right. Now I heard this about you, and I was ready for it. I'm gonna say that you and your beautiful boys can eat at my restaurant. That's funny, Clint. I've never called it a restaurant before, but I guess that's how I see it now.
Is it a restaurant?
I've never thought of it as a restaurant, but now I do, Clint. And
it's kind of a stand, isn't it? I mean, like more of a
that's
stand.
That's unnecessary, Clint. That's not necessarily cruel. Anyway, you can eat there for free any time you want.
And my beautiful boys, you said?
Beautiful boys.
Are you sure you're not? But tell me the name of it again. What is the name of this ham going to be?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I did tell you Clint's hog, but we've been, my wife started flailing wildly when I said it out loud, so I'm a little worried about it. We may need to change it. Maybe the adventure ham for the beautiful work adventure that you've done ham with your boys.
Yeah.
You know the radio show you do with your sons?
Right. Yeah. Are you sure this isn't just, you know, you trying to get close to my sons? I mean, people have used me before to, you know, like, get in good with my kids. Are you sure this isn't that?
All right, Dad, you got us. Right. You're on. No,
hang up. What are you doing? Hang up.
No.
Well, we're going to get in trouble.
Let's break down how this happened.
Welcome to Anatomy of a Bad Idea, starring Griffin and McElroy.
On Tuesday of this week, I was looking at all the great tweets that my friends and colleagues were doing, and I saw one go up from my brother Justin that said, hey, this Detroit Mabim Mam show is going to be all Star Wars themed.
This is our first time going to Detroit. Let's show up hard.
And I said, oh, great. Usually we run things by each other, or maybe we don't.
Maybe this is just like we have such a good internal compass of like, will they be okay with this? And you know what? 99.999999% of the time, we're
yeah,
right.
But y'all are what Malcolm Gladwell called an outlier.
People ask us sometimes, like, you guys have done a lot of live shows. Do you still get nervous? And we'll tell them, no, not really.
Because we know what we're doing every time.
For this one? Detroit, I stand before you. Motown, Hitsville, USA. Comeback City of the USA. Paris of the Midwest. I feel a little bit. Cloud City of the Midwest. I feel a little nervous. We have some Star Wars themed questions.
Yeah.
We have some regular questions.
We have a ripcord.
Yeah, that's our escape hatch.
The expediency with which we transition to regular questions will be, it's an interactive portion of the show. And it's how bad the panic attack that is currently blossoming inside my chest blooms forth in front of all of you.
Now, here's the thing. We also don't want to take for granted that everyone in this room has seen Star Wars.
This is interesting. Please, and I know you'd be nervous to identify yourself, so maybe just a quick, sharp woo if you've never seen a Star Wars movie before. Fuck, that was a lot of you.
Okay, great.
Shit.
So let me give you a quick rundown.
Fuck.
Of what happened
to Travis,
hold
on. You're trying to move on very quickly, but let's take a minute to really just soak in this.
Well, you guys soak in it while I...
Okay.
I'll tell you everything else. So there's a young farm boy who represents Jesus.
There was shit before that. There was shit before the Jesus farm boy.
No, there's not. And so Jesus farm boy loses his uncle and aunt somewhere. And he's really sad. And then a green guy is like, raise that plane. And he does it. And then a dude in a mask is like, roar.
Yeah.
Oh, there's also an old man there. Shit. Okay, wait. Let me start over. So Luke has a crush on his sister.
If you like that shit,
yeah,
weirdo.
Goodness. Then
there's so much BOCO waiting for you, including stretch goal content. There's episode commentaries of the Mabim Bam TV show with us and our pal JD Amato, showrunner on that particular television program. There's home movies of ours from when we were children.
Yeah.
There's an extended cut video of the naming of 2023, which features both the crushing and the triumph of the human spirit.
Yeah. And there's new stuff this year. And I don't know, depending on how the drive goes, even more stuff by the end of it.
It's a lot. It's great. And we really appreciate your support. Of course, the BOCO is the reason you support us.
you support us because you love us and you want more great stuff.
Well, but you want some more of us.
Yes. So head on over to MaximumFun.org/join right now to become a member. We really appreciate you. And thanks again.